ओम शांति। आज एक सुंदर टॉपिक मिला है।
टुडे आई हैव गॉट अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल टॉपिक।
नयों को भी क्लियर हो जाए।
सो द न्यू वंस इट विल बिकम वेरी क्लियर।
सहज भाषा में आपके सामने रख देता
हूँ। एंड आई विल कीप एवरीथिंग वेरी क्लियरली इन वेरी इजी वर्ड्स।
टॉपिक है,
द टॉपिक इज
अंतर्वाहक शरीर द्वारा वतन की सैर।
टू टूर द सटल वर्ल्ड थ्रू एस्ट्रल बॉडी।
आज हम बाबा का स्मृति दिवस भी मना रहे हैं।
टुडे वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग बाबा का डे ऑफ रिमेम्बरेंस।
ये भी सीखना है।
एंड वी ऑल्सो हैव टू लर्न
विशेष रूप से
दैट एवरी डे अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग as well as in the evening or any time is how to have meeting with Baba, because time is moving at a very fast speed. When all the technology will fail and when there will be no contact with our own family members,
Baba se bhi मन बुद्धि से मिलन।
वी विल हैव ओनली द मीटिंग थ्रू द माइंड एंड इंटेलेक्ट विद बाबा। मीटिंग बाबा थ्रू द सटल बॉडी, देयर विल बी अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ दिस। एंड देयरफॉर ऑल ऑफ द ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स विल पे अटेंशन।
सभी का अटेंशन। जैसे जैसे बाबा का साकार में आने का पाठ समाप्त
हो रहा है, when the corporeal meeting of Baba Dada has come to an end,
बाबा की मदद के अनुभव,
we experience Baba's help,
के द्वारा चमत्कारी का अनुभव,
and we also experience his miracle,
सब को होते रहेंगे,
and it will continue to happen with everyone,
बाबा नहीं आ रहे,
and therefore never think that Baba is not coming today.
कुछ और सुंदर है।
There is some beautiful part
मुरली में भी था।
And it was in today's मुरली।
बड़ी जय जयकार।
There will be the cry for victory।
विनाश का कर्तव्य भी।
And the great destruction will also take place।
बाबा से डायरेक्ट कनेक्शन रखने के अनुभव।
We will also have the experience and practice of keeping direct connection with Baba, and it should be very well practiced. I also remind everyone,
पिछली बार
last time
जब बाबा से पूछा था कि इस वर्ष,
when Baba was asked what name has to be given to this year,
को याद है वो नाम,
you all may remember that name,
जो इस वर्ष
Baba said, the one who will make very good effort this year, Baba's blessings will work with them.
समाप्ति वर्ष के कई अर्थ हो सकते हैं।
There may be many meanings for the name of the year, the completion year.
जो हम करना चाहते हैं,
सो वट एवर वी वॉन्ट टू डू,
हमारे मन में
वी हैव टू डू इट नाउ,
करने की अभिलाषा है उसे पूर्ण कर लें।
वट एवर वी वॉन्ट टू डू एट दिस कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज एंड वट एवर वी डिजायर टू हैव, वी हैव टू डू इट नाउ।
पार्ट प्रारंभ हो जाए, पार्ट बदलते रहेंगे,
द पार्ट कीप्स ऑन चेंजिंग डे बाई डे।
तो मैं आप सभी को ले चलता हूँ।
एंड देयरफॉर आई विल टेक ऑल ऑफ यू।
ये गुह्य बात है,
दिस इज अ वेरी सीक्रेट थिंग, वी विल ऑल पे अटेंशन एंड वी विल ऑल्सो हैव द प्रैक्टिस।
पहले मैं ब्रह्मा बाबा के लिए कुछ कहना चाहूँगा आपको।
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड टेल अबाउट ब्रह्मा बाबा टू ऑल ऑफ यू। From 3-4 days you all have heard Baba's life story. After the copper age, from the copper age, there are no tapasvis as Brahma Baba. Amongst the tapasvis, the number one tapasya,
जब बाबा दृष्टि देते थे,
whenever Baba used to give drishti,
देहे और देहे भान भुला देते थे.
Others would forget their body and the bodily relations and they would become bodiless.
तपस्या.
It is a very great tapasya.
समर्पण भाव.
The feeling of attaining perfection, having unlimited disinterest.
जो श्री कृष्ण के रूप में थे.
Baba would also have the experience, the Shri Krishna form. Baba was also very royal, even in his last birth. There was more royalty, but also simplicity as well. Whoever would look at Baba, they would belong to Baba.
Or Baba ye kehte last mein. अटेंशन से सुन लें श्रेष्ठ पुरुषार्थियों के लिए. जैसे बाबा को सब कहते हैं
जस्ट एज एवरी वन टेल बाबा दैट बाबा इज माइन.
तुम्हें भी सब यही कहें.
लेट एवरी वन ऑल्सो टेल यू दैट यू बिलोंग टू अस.
किसी का रिजेक्शन नहीं.
लेट देयर बी नो रिजेक्शन फ्रॉम एनीवन.
सबको गले लगाया.
जस्ट एज बाबा एम्ब्रेस्ड एवरीवन.
मैं जब आया मैं देखता था.
व्हेन आई केम आई यूज्ड टू सी
बाबा के पास आगे
सो व्हाट काइंड ऑफ चिल्ड्रन सरेंडर्ड टू बाबा. नोबडी आस्क्ड देम इन द वर्ल्ड एंड नोबडी वांटेड देम टू कीप इन द वर्ल्ड एंड बाबा एक्सेप्टेड देम. बाबा एम्ब्रेस्ड देम.
ब्रह्मा बन गए.
He became Brahma next to God.
Bhagya vidhata.
The best of our fortune.
To aise baap ke hum bacche.
And therefore we are the children of such a father. And we have to become like him.
Sundar laksh.
And we should have this beautiful aim.
Antvahak shareer.
The astral body. Many might have not heard this name.
Dusra naam bhi hai.
There is also the other name. The subtle body.
वो शरीर जिसकी गति अनंत है.
द
सूक्ष्म शरीर.
स्पीड ऑफ द सटल बॉडी.
क्या है ये सूक्ष्म शरीर.
लिमिटलेस और इन्फिनिट.
प्रैक्टिस भी करेंगे अलग.
वी विल ऑल्सो हैव द प्रैक्टिस व्हाट्स अबाउट द सटल बॉडी एंड फ्रॉम टुडे वी विल ऑल हैव द सेम.
अब ये प्रैक्टिस हमें बहुत अच्छी करनी.
नाउ वी शुड हैव दिस प्रैक्टिस वेरी वेल.
समय में.
In the coming dangerous time,
में प्रवेश करके
through this astral body we have to help others. When there will be no plane, no train, no bus, at that time you will have to sit in your astral body and in a second you can't go anywhere.
आत्मा दो शरीरों में रहती है.
The soul resides in the two bodies.
बिल्कुल सिंप्लीफाई कर दिया है इस चीज को.
इट हैज बीन वेरी वेल सिंप्लीफाइड.
शरीर.
वन इज द फिजिकल बॉडी.
स्थूल शरीर के अंदर फैला हुआ. ठीक ऐसा ही.
जस्ट एज द फिजिकल बॉडी स्प्रेड इन द सेम मैनर द बॉडी ऑफ लाइट. The subtle body.
अंदर का.
There are two bodies and one soul.
हमारे मन के संकल्पों से. मन की भावनाओं.
Through the thought of our mind, through our feelings, and through the elevated stage and purity of the mind, the astral body is created. And therefore, everyone remember. When the soul sheds the body, the soul comes out with the astral body and enters the womb. And it enters with the subtle body.
अब हम प्रैक्टिस करेंगे.
And so now we will practice.
सभी पहले अपने को.
So first of all.
के मध्य में चमकती हुई ज्योति देखें.
All of you consider yourselves to be a soul sparkling in the center of the forehead.
मैं बहुत.
Visualize this. I am a very bright star.
Brahmakuti ki kutiya mein virajman.
I am residing in the hut of the forehead.
कुछ क्षणों के लिए संकल्प करें.
For a few moments, create a thought.
शरीर मुझसे अलग हो गया.
That this physical body is separate from me.
मैं आत्मा प्रकाश के.
I the soul. I am residing now in the subtle body.
अंग अंग से प्रकाश की किरणें चार.
From my every organ, the rays of light is being spread.
ये है मैं फरिश्ता.
I am an angel.
आत्मा प्रकाश के शरीर में.
The soul is in the body of light. I am an angel.
Om Shanti. Iski practice badhani hai.
This practice has to be increased. And everyone has to remember.
Jab hum ye abhyas karte
hain. When we have this
practice,
our thoughts automatically become peaceful.
जिनकी भी ये शिकायत है.
Whoever has the complaint, many has the complaint of negative thoughts, wasteful thoughts.
वो आत्मा का अभ्यास करें.
So have the practice of the soul. I am an angel.
स्वमान का अभ्यास करें.
Practice the self-respect. And the thoughts will automatically become peaceful.
एक और सुंदर अभ्यास.
One more beautiful practice. And we will practice many a times. There is nothing to say much. But we will all learn.
कि सूक्ष्म वतन में जाकर कैसे प्रभु मिलन करें.
Yes, how we will go and have the God's meeting in the subtle world. We will now have a very beautiful practice.
मैं आत्मा सूक्ष्म शरीर को भी लेते हुए.
I the soul.
इस देह से निकल.
Taking the subtle body, I am going up above.
आकाश को पार करते हुए.
Going beyond the sky.
तारों को पार करते हुए.
Going beyond the sun, moon and stars. I am going towards the subtle world.
पहुंच गई सूक्ष्म लोक में.
I reached the subtle world.
ये फरिश्तों की दुनिया.
This is the land of angels.
चारों ओर सफेद प्रकाश है.
There is white light all around.
सामने देखें बाप दादा बहुत दिव्य फरिश्ता.
लुक फ्रेंड बाप दादा फॉर डिवाइन लाइट थ्रू हिज एवरी ऑर्गन द रेस ऑफ लाइट इज बीइंग स्प्रेड.
मस्तक में महाज्योति चमक रही.
इन द फोरहेड द ग्रेट लाइट इज स्पार्कलिंग.
बाबा ने अपना वरदानी हाथ मेरे सिर पर रख दिया.
बाबा हैज प्लेस्ड हिज हैंड ऑफ ब्लेसिंग्स ऑन माई हेड.
और आशीर्वाद दिया बच्चे.
एंड गेव मी द ब्लेसिंग.
सदा सुखी भव.
चाइल्ड मे यू बी एवर हैप्पी.
और मैं फरिश्ता.
and I, the angel, am coming down, spreading the light everywhere, entered back to this body.
Om Shanti. ये यात्रा है हमारी.
This is our pilgrimage.
शरीर से ऊपर जाना,
to go through the subtle body and to come back. Three times in a day it has to be practiced. And you will experience the detachment. There is only benefit and benefit. All the desires will end. The speed of thoughts will become less. And naturally there will be the power of concentration. This subtle body itself is called as an astral body. This is the last birth, the last body, and we do all service through this astral body. A small example, we all are sitting here. I will tell you all, now go to the center where you go. And go to Baba's room. So for a second you are there in Baba's room, in your centers. The mind and intellect reaches there. And there the subtle body is created. We will be sitting there. And further this only will be practiced and come into use. You will get a message that your relative in America is in suffering, and instantly will practice that I am an angel. I go and reach him there, given drishti, the vibrations are given, the hand of blessings is kept on him, and you will instantly get the message, the sufferings are ended. So all of us, we have to increase this practice. We have to increase the practice of being an angel.
Baba ne 5-7 saalon mein, pichle 10 saalon mein, bahut achhi tarah
Baba in last 5-7 years or 10 years has clearly said that the world needs your sakash and it's very, very necessary. Unhappiness and peacelessness in the world has been increasing. The devotees are so sorrowful and are remembering God, oh God, come and help me. Baba said, Baba remembers your children. Children, give sakash to them. We have to understand this aspect because their relationship is not with Baba. They cannot accept Baba's sakash, but we can accept Baba's sakash and we can give them because we are their ancestors. And therefore they will accept it. We have to go to Baba and we will now have different experiences. We will also have handshake with Baba. There are many brothers and sisters from Gujarat, and Gujaratis, they play dances holding their hands with one another. So today we will have a dance with Baba. We will take drishti from Baba. We will take blessings from Baba. And we will have a very beautiful planning in our mind in order to have an angelic form. There should be a very beautiful practice of remaining in soul consciousness. We should also know how to keep ourselves very light, and it's very necessary.
अपने मन को हल्का रखना.
वी हैव टू कीप अवर माइंड वेरी लाइट.
बहुत सारे बोझ अपने सिर पर रखे हुए हैं.
The devotees are having so many burdens on their head. Some have the burdens of responsibility. Some have the burdens of I and mine. Some have the burdens of worries. Some have the burdens of belongingness. True knowledgeable one is he who liberates himself from all of these things. This is not only about speaking knowledge or listening to knowledge. We have to remain carefree by understanding this knowledge. We have to get liberated from I and mine and let this knowledge make us fearless. Let there be no fear. Let there be no fear of anything, and this will be the form of knowledge. Now, once again, I will tell you about a very beautiful scene. Baba had a drill for us. Baba said, have this practice. Consider that the angelic dress has been hanged there, and I just want to wear it up. I wear and then fly. And sometimes you remember another beautiful scene. All the people of Bharat have heard the story of Shri Krishna. If Shri Krishna wanted to go anywhere, he welcomes his vehicle, remembers his vehicle, and that vehicle comes in front of him, and he will sit in that and he can go anywhere. In the same manner, we have our subtle body. We have to enter into it, and we can reach any way we want. So now we will have this practice.
पहने अपनी फरिश्ते की ड्रेस.
Wear your angel dress.
मैं चमकता हुआ हीरा.
I am a shining diamond. I am seated in the subtle body.
और एक सेकंड में आकाश के ऊपर अपने वतन में.
And in a second, I am moving towards the subtle world via the sky. I am now in the subtle world where there is a supreme bliss everywhere.
सामने अपने अति तेजस्वी स्वरूप में बाप दादा.
लुक एट बाप दादा इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू द ब्राइटेस्ट स्टार.
मस्तक में ज्ञान सूर्य.
The sun of knowledge in the forehead.
सामने से उनकी किरणें मुझ पर पड़ रही हैं.
And the rays of his is falling on me directly.
बाबा दृश्य.
Baba is giving drishti.
Mastak par tilak lagaya.
and applied a tilak on the forehead
aur vardaan diya bacche
and gave the blessing
vijay bhav
child may you be victorious
maya ke yuddh mein vijay bhav
may you be conqueror on this battlefield of maya
vighna vinashak bhav
may you be the destroyer of obstacles
swikar kar le aaj ke sundar din par is vardaan ko
accept these blessings on this beautiful day
aur baba keh rahe hain bacche
and baba is saying
baap ne tumhe vardaan de diya hai
child the father has given you blessings
param sadguru ka vardaan
and this is the blessings of the supreme sadguru
vighna vinashak ho
you are the destroyers of obstacles
aage chalkar tumhe anekon ke vighnon ko
while moving along you have to destroy the obstacles of many
tum mein shakti hai sabhi ke vighnon ko har
you have the power to destroy the obstacles of others
tum is dhara par sabse adhik शक्तिशाली हो
यू आर वेरी पावरफुल ऑन दिस अर्थ
मैंने तुम्हें अपनी सारी शक्तियाँ दे दी
आई हैव गिवन यू ऑल माई पावर्स
सर्वशक्तिवान सामने मस्तक में चमक रहे हैं
The almighty authority is shining in the center of the forehead and the rays of his power is being absorbed in me the same the one whom we have been searching for many ages
jinki ek jhalak paane ke liye
to have his one glimpse
hamare nayan taraste the
our eyes were waiting for him
samne se baba ki kirne pad rahi hain
baba's rays are falling on me
parmatma shaktiyan mujh mein sama rahi
the godly power is being absorbed in me
अपने अपने घर को मंदिर बनाने के लिए
इन ऑर्डर टू मेक योर होम अ टेंपल,
अपने जीवन को तीर्थ बनाने के लिए
टू मेक योर लाइफ एज पिलग्रिमेज प्लेस,
अपने घर में पांच बार अवश्य
बोलें। यू ऑल डेफिनेटली हैव टू कॉल बाबा फाइव टाइम्स इन डे टू योर होम।
मैं कुछ एक दो चीज ब्रह्मा बाबा के लिए
टू थ्री थिंग्स आई वुड लाइक टू शेयर अबाउट ब्रह्मा बाबा टू ऑल ऑफ यू।
वो चीजें आई हैं या नहीं,
आई डोंट रिमेम्बर वेदर चीज इन द स्टोरी और नॉट। इन बाबा की लाइफ
संतुलन था,
देयर वाज वेरी गुड बैलेंस,
बहुत न्यारे और बहुत प्यारे,
वेरी डिटैच्ड एंड
ज्ञान और योग,
वेरी लविंग
वालों के लिए बहुत ही सूक्ष्म धारणा है,
अ वेरी गुड इनकल्केशन।
संसार हमें प्यार करे, हम
द होल वर्ल्ड हैज टू लव अस, वी ऑल्सो हैव टू लव द होल वर्ल्ड, बट इन अ सेकंड वी हैव टू गेट डिटैच्ड।
बंधन में न बांधे,
लेट नोबडी इज लव ब्रिंग अस इनटू बॉन्डेज,
बहुत नेचुरल धारणा।
एंड ब्रह्मा बाबा हैड दिस नेचुरल इनकल्केशन,
बहुत
देयर वर मेनी हु वुड लव बाबा,
और बाबा तो
एवरी वन लव्ड बाबा,
जिसने
बाबा वॉज द मदर एंड फादर, बाबा गेव द अफेक्शन ऑफ ए मदर, गेव लव एंड सस्टेनेंस,
बहुत प्यार के माहौल में रहने के बाद
इवन आफ्टर स्टेइंग इन द एटमोसफियर ऑफ गिविंग सो मच ऑफ लव, इट वॉज एज इफ दैट बाबा डिडंट मीट एनी वन, इट वॉज एज इफ दैट बाबा डिडंट स्पीक टू एनी वन, एंड व्हाइल डूइंग ऑल एक्टिविटीज Baba became detached, and Baba had this easy practice, and the easy practice for this is to have the practice of getting detached from the body. While having the responsibilities of everything on the karma field, while distributing love to everyone, have to get detached, and that was in today's Murli, Baba said, the one who knows to run the body, they can run the world. And Baba said everything, body, mind, wealth and people, one should come to know to run everything. So we have to know to run ourselves. We also have to learn how to live in the relationships. Have to fulfill all task and also remain detached. Let any attainment or any person become obstacle. We also have to get liberated from the bondages of actions of charity, and if we do with this feeling that I have done this, that also can bound you in bondages.
Baba
was very detached and very loving, along with being very loved, he also had the attitude of renunciation, and he had a very beautiful inculcation, and we have to learn everything from Baba. Many mothers came to me and said, somebody had told us, why do you care your children? You have to remain free of attachment. So some children were said, why do you take care of your parents? You have to get detached. So there was so much of tension and stress, and they thought that our parents itself is life for us. And somebody said, why are you being bound in these bondages? So these are wrong inculcations. Have to learn everything from Baba. Baba was a detached observer, and Baba also had a consciousness of his duty. We have to remain as a detached observer, and we also have to fulfill all our responsibilities. You all might have heard, Baba and Mama every day at night used to go to each one at the time of sleeping, and Baba used to see whether everyone have been given the quilt for sleeping. Did everyone had everything? So Baba sustained very well. So it doesn't mean to be free from attachment means that the child is ill and it should not be taken care or should not be given medicine. We have to remain detached. So this is dryness. We have to be free from attachment, but still we have to give sustenance. We have to understand this with depth. All these things were in Baba's life. Baba could never see anyone's sorrow. So whenever Baba used to hear that this particular child is ill, is suffering, then Baba used to give searchlight. The one which is said Sakash, in other words. Baba was very aware about the Kumaris, very alert about the Kumaris, and also a detached observer. So this is the recognition of a great yogi, to be a detached observer. So once again we go towards the subtle world, and we give invitation to Baba and bring Baba down. We will also handshake with Baba, and we'll also practice this. I am an angel. I am a shining diamond. I am in this subtle body. Moving out of this body, I, the angel, am flying via the sky to my subtle world, reach the subtle world. In the front is Bab Dada. He is giving drishti. And with his drishti, the rays of light and might is falling on me. Now from here, we have to give drishti to the whole world. I am an ancestor. I am the world benefactor, from the subtle world, I give drishti to this corporeal world. Give this thought, let everyone be happy.
Baba, mera khuda dost.
Baba is my God friend.
Haath mein haath le lein.
Take his hand in your hand.
O man ka meet.
He is the friend of my mind. If there are any confusions in the mind, it is finished off. We will remain light by telling everything to him.
Baba ke saath haath mein haath pakad kar raas karenge.
Now we will have a dance with Baba, hand in hand.
Sab ki aanand mai raas se sukshm lok bhi aanand vibhor ho gaya hai.
And having this dance in the subtle world, everyone are getting more happy in the subtle world. The subtle world is filled with total joy.
Baba ne hame gale se laga liya.
Baba embraced me. Baba is loving me so much.
हम बाबा के सामने
आई एम इन फ्रंट ऑफ बाबा
से उन्हें निमंत्रण दें.
आई नाउ गिव इनविटेशन टू बाबा विद लॉट ऑफ लव.
मेरे मन
ओ माय गॉड फ्रेंड द फ्रेंड ऑफ माय माइंड.
अब हमारे साथ नीचे अवतरित हो जाएं.
नाउ इनकार्नेट.
हम दोनों के हाथ आपस में जुड़े हुए.
द हैंड्स ऑफ बोथ ऑफ अस इज कनेक्टेड विद वन अनदर. बोथ ऑफ देम आर कमिंग डाउन.
आ गए नीचे.
हैव कम डाउन.
बाबा ने अपनी हजार भुजाएं मेरे सिर के ऊपर फैला दी हैं.
बाबा स्प्रेड हिज थाउजेंड आर्म्स ऑन माय हेड.
और बोले बच्चे.
एंड सेड.
तुम अकेले नहीं हो.
चाइल्ड यू आर नॉट अलोन.
मैं हजार भुजाओं सहित.
I with thousand arms am always with you. And whilst giving drishti, Baba went back to the subtle world.
इस तरह यदि हम रोज करने लगे.
लाइक वाइज इफ वी हैव द प्रैक्टिस एवरी डे
समाप्त हो जाए.
देन ऑल द प्रॉब्लम्स विल एंड. सम हैव द कंप्लेन दैट दे कैनॉट हैव योगा इवन दैट विल एंड. सम से आई डोंट गेट स्लीप दैट विल एंड. द ड्राइनेस विल गो अवे.
सुख मिलेगा.
एंड यू विल ऑल एक्सपीरियंस ग्रेट हैप्पीनेस ऑफ बाबा'स मीटिंग.
पर होने का प्रत्यक्ष अनुभव होने
एंड यू विल प्रैक्टिकली फील एंड एक्सपीरियंस दैट बाबा थाउजेंड आर्म्स इज ऑन अवर हेड. It is not just an imagination, but it is experienced practically. So everybody should have a very beautiful drill. I, the soul, I am in the subtle body. I am in a lighthouse, might house angel. The light and might is being spread to each and every organ of my body. And while practicing this, we'll also remember that we ourselves have to give good commentaries for ourselves, otherwise the mind will be stumbling here and there. I, the soul, reach the subtle world and will start having this practice. And from there, I become the soul and I go to the supreme abode. Above is Baba, the incorporeal one, the seed of the human tree. And beneath him is I. His vibrations and energy is being absorbed within me. From there, I, the soul, I feel power within myself and reside in the center of the forehead. 3-4 times we take this round. This is a very beautiful practice. And this will make our yoga powerful. And it was in yesterday's murli. Baba said, the one who are good yogis, they have to make this practice a very beautiful practice. The sun is giving light, heat, energy, and we also stabilize in that high stage. So how we will do this? I, the soul, can create any thought that I am supremely pure, I am Master Almighty Authority, I am in the Supreme Abode, Baba is in the Supreme Abode, and the rays of His light is falling on me, and it has been falling on the entire world. So now we will have this practice, the Almighty Authority in the Supreme Abode, the Son of Knowledge. Beneath Him, I, the soul, extremely powerful one.
Baba ki kirne mujh par pad rahi hain.
Baba's rays are falling on me.
Niche.
And through me, it is being spread in the entire world.
Puri srishti par. अनेक मनुष्यात्माएं इन किरणों को देख रहे हैं.
Many human beings are accepting these rays and are having the cries of victory. I, the soul, I am back into this body. Today is a very beautiful day. And Baba will also give blessings to all of us. And since morning many have taken blessings, now the stamp will be applied. We will all use that blessings. We will make Baba as our good friend, the friend of our mind. Any confusions, instead of relating to the human beings, we will tell to Baba, our God friend, and He will make our mind beautiful. the mothers have the complaints and they give the complaints to the other mothers. So instead of that, we will make God as our God friend. We will become great yogi. The mind will become blissful. I would also like to tell all of you that this day has a blessing. Any weaknesses you have to give it to Baba. Baba is the bestower of fortune. Shri Baba has given his complete authority to Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba, our mother, is also the bestower of fortune. We will surrender our weakness to the bestower of fortune. Then the star of fortune will shine. And there can be nothing lacking in anyone's fortune. And therefore, with a true mind, the weakness which is giving us problem or troubling us, the one which is the troubling the family, may be anger, the consciousness of I, telling lies, giving troubles, we will donate this to Baba. Baba will definitely take it. So there is the importance of this day. We can also take blessings from him about becoming successful in service, and for always it becomes a memorial. You all have come here, and therefore nobody will think that Baba is not coming today. From now you will all have a very beautiful practice. From the moment Baba's part has become light, I have this beautiful experience that Baba is coming every day. So with power of concentration, being absorbed from now until 8:30 p.m., 9 p.m., we will all take this bliss of having a very beautiful meeting with Baba. You all Baba's intellectual children are sitting here, the one who have recognized Baba. So this is Baba's place, and this place will become Baba's great pilgrimage place. Now 25,000 people have gathered here, 25 lakhs will come here. There will be a line, and Baba has already said that the sky will become a bed linen, and your briefcase will become a pillow. So everything is going to change. There will be the difference of day and night will go away. Thousand times God has come to this place. The feet of the deities is put here. So it is only one such great pilgrimage place. There will be only plane ticket up to Abu Road. Only the train ticket up to Abu Road. The time is not far away. So we have to give our effort a final touch. We have to be a detached observer, be yogyukt, and attain everything that we want to attain in this life. And the last word, the one who have great desire to give sakash, or one who have great feeling to do world service, will have a small practice. I am an angel. I take the power of peace from Baba and giving it to the world. I take the power of peace and give that to the world. So wherever peace is required, we will go to that place and spread the peace to that area or to that place, and the peacelessness will be destroyed. Everyone will become fearless. Everyone will be filled with power. So we will take each and every thought and have the practice. And therefore Baba has already said that we have to stabilize ourselves in one thought. There will be very good yoga, very good service. So now we will end here. We will now go to Baba. We will have the same practice. The rays of the Almighty Authority is being absorbed within me and it is being spread in the whole world.
और ये योग, one minute please, ये योग हम अपनी मीठी दादी गुलजार,
and this yoga we will surrender to our sweet दादी गुलजार, let her health become beautiful.
सब एक संकल्प में स्थित हो जाए.
So in today's practice we will all stabilize ourselves in one thought, let a dadi become healthy and come back to us.
बाबा ब्रह्मा को भी शुक्रिया अर्पित करते हुए,
एंड थैंकिंग फादर ब्रह्मा वी विल ऑल्सो गिव थैंक्स टू दादी गुलजार हु हैड अकोमोडेटेड टू पावर्स इन हर बॉडी. सो वी विल ऑल्सो थैंक दादी गुलजार. सो दिस पावरफुल योगा वी विल डेडिकेट टू दादी गुलजार.